We'll continue with our program. Now it's formal sitting and walking meditation, 6:45 to 7:30. For those who are new, who need instruction, I will give you some instruction. For those who already know how to meditate, you can start your meditation. Then if you want to off the light, you can off the light. It's up to you. Okay. Just relax body and mind completely. Make sure you have a comfortable sitting posture. Check your backbone. Make sure it's straight. Then use your tripod, your buttock, and the two front support to balance your weight. Then just relax body and mind, breathe in, breathe out normally. Close your eyes, maintain some of your attention in front of your forehead. Initially, this is to develop the mind sweeping method to help you decondition your heedless thinking, and also to train your mind to be at the location you want it to be. So you close your eyes, silent everything, just feel your forehead, feel. If you can detect any tension or stress within, you just silently relax, relax and relax. Then you move your attention down to your facial muscle. Do the same. If there is any tension, any tightness, or any stress within, you just silence your mind and relax them all. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move your attention down to your facial muscle. Do the same. Just feel. Feel every strand of your facial muscle. Then relax them all. To help you to release all of your tension within your body and mind, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, you are happy, there is joy. And the happy mind will just relax naturally. That's why when you can radiate a radiant smile, your facial muscle, everything will just relax. Then you radiate loving kindness to yourself by reciting as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness deep within your entire form and mind, your being. As you recite, may I, this body and mind, feel the body and mind, be free from suffering, feel it, free from suffering, without enmity and without ill will. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. Then you can continue to radiate. May this body and mind of mine to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May it to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May it to be free from all harms and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can extend this metta or loving kindness to all beings. May all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and all kayanamitas, Dhamma friends, fellow cultivator, and even your loved ones, may they all to be well and happy, well and happy. Free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can extend this same metta to all beings throughout the existence. May all beings throughout the city of Brinchang, the whole of Cameron Highland, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, our planet, Mother Earth, and all beings within the whole of Southeast Asia, Asia, our planet, Mother Earth, the solar system, the Milky Way, and our galaxy, and the whole universe. May they all to be well and happy, well and happy. Free from all suffering, both mental and physical suffering. Free from all harm and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love and may there be peace. May there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more peaceful and more calm. Then you can go back to your facial muscle. Then you can just develop the training of the mind to be peaceful. Let your facial muscle relax everything. Then after that, you move it down to your neck, feel, relax, shoulder, feel, relax, hand, feel, relax, back to shoulder. Then after that, you move on to your chest area, your heart area. This is a very important location within your body. Just silence your mind and feel. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat, you just stay there, silent. If you are new and you are not able to, it's okay. It's just like you feel your forehead, you feel your heart or chest area. Then you relax everything down there. Feel it soothingly, relax. Any tension, any tightness or any stress within you, just relax, relax and relax them all. Then you move your attention down from your heart to your stomach. Feel, relax deep into it. Then you move it to your abdomen, do the same, feel, relax. Then you feel your buttock, feel your leg, again, feel, relax. No thinking. If you can do your mind sweeping method combined with metta, you will have a lot of inner peace together with the inner well-being. Then this mind sweeping method can help you decondition your heedless thinking because you just feel relaxed, you don't think anymore. So you can reverse your entire mind sweeping method starting from your leg. Feel, relax, buttock, feel, relax. Then abdomen, do the same, silence everything and just feel. Then relax. Then move it to your stomach, feel, relax, then chest area. Silence everything and just feel. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat, you just silent and stay there. If you calm, you just relax and move on to your shoulder, hand back to shoulder, then neck, feel and relax, then facial muscle, feel it soothingly, relax, then relax everything, relax into it completely. Then you move on to your eye muscle, do the same, then your forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can now stabilize your mindfulness or sati that you have developed. You can do anapanasati if you don't have any particular object of meditation of your liking. Anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is just mindfulness of the in and out breath. No need to know anything, just silence your mind and feel in front of the nostril. When your mind can detect the breathing, just stay with it. Just like what the Buddha described, breathing in, away. Means the breath and the mind move as one. Breathing out, away. The mind and the breath move in harmony, in perfect synchrony without thought. And that is anapanasati. For those who are new, initially it may not be easy because your mind thinks a lot, very heedless for too long. Habitual tendency has developed until it is very heedless and very restless, think a lot. So what you can do is you just determine to be patient. Every time this mind wanders off, you just patiently bring it back and maintain the training, not long. This anapanasati will develop, they will stabilize. Then once it's stabilized, there will be a lot of peace, a lot of joy. You will come to experience the first peace, which they call piti. Piti is a type of spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, born of mind that is in sati without thought. So if you patiently train, anapanasati can develop into piti. Then when piti arises, you will like to meditate. Then you just silence your mind and continue to relax into it and allow the piti to develop further. As piti develops, if you relax into it, you will become more refined, more calm, more peaceful. Then you experience a deeper state of what they call sukha. Sukha is a spiritual bliss, a very blissful state. So you continue to relax into it and allow the mind to be. Then later on when sukha develops, the breath will become clearer. Your mindfulness will become better. Then you will experience a lot of deep breath, leading to a lot of bliss in your meditation, calmness, blissfulness. Then if you continue to relax and maintain awareness, then this sukha will also transform into what they call pasati. Pasati is the silent mind, the tranquility of mind, the stillness, the meditative mind. So when you reach this state of pasati, your breathing all will slow down until it becomes very subtle, like normal breathing. So you don't worry or you don't panic. You don't go and do all those other techniques and methods that people teach you. Don't go and not sitting, touching, no point. Because now when you are in pasati, your mind has actually entered sati. It is already mindful technically on its own. It doesn't need an object of meditation. It can just silent and you will be fully aware of everything that is going on. So you continue to relax and silent your mind. Then this so-called subtle breathing, after a while it will come back to you. your mindfulness that has become more refined can detect it. Then your mind become very different, very sensitive. Then you just silence everything and stay at the heart. Bring the attention down to the heart. Then you will be able to detect your heartbeat or any vibration within the heart area. Then you just silence everything and maintain a stability of mindfulness to allow you to develop the meditation. To see clearly who are you, what this form and mind is all about. To experience all of the essential Dhamma that has arisen within your own form and mind. You will start to witness everything that the Buddha taught. From the three evil roots to the five hindrances of mind and the five spiritual faculties, the four noble truths. Together with the dependent origination and the seven factors of enlightenment, they will all arise. So you just only need to be patient and silent. So this is how you train your mind. So when the silent mind or opacity is developed, you just silent everything and just understand what is going on. No need to do anything. The real meditation is actually just silent. To observe, to have clarity, to develop the understanding of form and mind. How this mind become conditioned into negativity or duality. How they arise and how they pass away. How your mind stir and react and become what it is. Then you will start to understand how you operate and function as a human being. How through sense door contact consciousness come to be. You will see clearly all this. That's what meditation is all about. Through the silent inner awareness, you develop clarity of mind. To understand who you are, what this five aggregate of form and mind is all about, and how they condition you into negativity and stir your mind to react to sense experience and to become heedless. Okay, I will let you meditate. Yeah? Then I will ring the bell after about 15 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Trying to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. The silent mind, the positive, is the meditative mind. That one is your true mind. So you just learn to relax, aware, and just silent. Whatever that arises, you just relax into it. Maintain mindfulness to understand what is going on, how you go through all the various mind states. Then how that mindfulness, when it's not strong or stable, the mundane mind has its power to arise all of the, what they call, thought process again. Then that heedless thinking will arise again. Then whatever that is within your mind that you have accumulated, that you have actually through memory cling on to, hold on to, they will start to come out. They call it, thought is response to memory. Because wherever there is memory that has attachment or clinging, grasping, sometimes in daily life you hold on to a lot of things without you knowing. That's why meditation is to see all this. So when the thought arises, it is to your subconscious release and unconscious release and your what they call memory. So all this, when you have attachment, you deposit them or you accumulate them. That's why Mahayana, second overthrow, they don't call it the cause of arising of suffering. They call the second noble truth the accumulation of suffering. You continue to accumulate through attachment, clinging, grasping, and that is the cause of suffering. That's why the mind has to go through that process of releasing it. All this, you will start to slowly, slowly develop the understanding. Okay, can somebody on the light? The one on the pillar, you on them all, and at the back also. On your right side is only one switch, the first one on your left. The other side is about four or five of them. Okay, remind me, for all the other 8 days, we will reverse the what they call program. Because after food, you straight away come and do meditation. It may not be so conducive. But today, because the environment, the setting is very good, you feel peaceful in there. Do you all feel the peace? The calmness, you suddenly settle down. Actually, they help you. The higher beings, they help you. They want you to settle down fast. But what we can do is, we will go and reverse the program so that we will do evening chanting first, okay? Because after this, we're supposed to have evening chanting. Then after that, only Q&A and the Dhamma session. So by then, you may not remember your meditation. So it's good to reverse it, remind me. Okay, now maybe instead of doing evening chanting, I will give you a chance to report your meditation first, Q&A. Anybody got any meditation reporting? You can. You can report. Then you can ask me any question that you may have. Okay? Anybody? Give to Brother Tay. Thank you. Brother Tay.
Brother Teo,
yes.
in this meditation, normally during the preliminary steps,
yes. We
do chanting, observe, precept.
Yes.
I have often experienced that when I chant, just halfway through, the mind stop.
Yes.
I just couldn't, and suddenly, I'm not aware.
Then don't chant.
Then I came to know that the mind has stopped, and yes. I have to proceed to chanting. I just can't.
Then what did you do after that?
I'm just trying to recollect and just being aware, and then I continue.
Are you able to continue the chanting, or you just stop the chanting?
It just stop.
No, naturally it will stop. Then after that, what do you do?
When I became aware, then sometimes when I try to chant, I cannot recollect what I stopped.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when I carry
means
on,
you cannot collect where the point of chanting just now.
Yes.
It's okay, never mind. Then what happened after that?
Then after that, sometimes I can recollect and I continue. When I continue just for a few words, again the mind stops.
Okay.
I cannot proceed.
Okay, very good, very good. What about in your daily life? Is your daily mindfulness stable? Not yet, huh? It's okay. Then do you do concentration, like absorption, or go into calmness quite often? Not. You don't do that also. Okay. You see, okay. You got any more questions? Just want to report and ask me, why is it like that and how you can understand it. Okay, you're off the mic, I will explain. You see, different people have different experience. For your case, this one is very likely. I use the word very likely. Because sometimes when you are chanting and when you haven't developed the what they call the deep faith in you, then when you chant, the sadha is not there, the virya is not there, and because of that, the mind is just like do chanting routinely, understand not? Then when you chant, you continue to chant, then suddenly it doesn't want to chant, like it cannot go on. Then later on, as you stop, then you recollect. Then when you want to continue, you forgot where you are. And this is also one of the possibility and situation. But there is another one. The other one is the real meditator, the real cultivator. That one also got two possibility. One, they go and do concentration. They go and do absorption. Until their mind become very calm, very still. Then they like to go into calmness and stillness. They just want to silence their mind. They just want to meditate. That's why you ask them to chant, they cannot chant. Or they chant already. After that, they just want to quiet and just go and do meditation. But the third type is the best. The third type is the true cultivator. As you develop the training of the mind, then your daily mindfulness become very stable. Then your understanding become very stable. Then your faith, everything, those faiths you pass by already. You chant with understanding, you chant with faith. Then the chanting become very different. It really moves your internal, what they call nature and energy. That's why sadha and virya can bring about the opening of your heart to connect to your nature. Then this one become very strong. Then the spiritual zeal also very strong. Then your sati will become very stable once it connect inside, like some of the Kayana Mitta. Brother Song is one of them, because past life he did it. He will join us later, because he couldn't get leave. When he went to Rangyong, Yun Chan took a few of them there. Then because of his past affinity and what he has learned from me, he brought my notes. And he just follow my instruction because he know what to do already. I explained to him, I said, you have everything, but you cannot connect because you have past problem coming. I said, you have to ask for forgiveness, repentance. This one is not the serious karmic obstruction. This one is just, yeah, he is a very different cultivator. He is very, very full of faith. And he very sincere. And he full of diligence. On. He really persevere. He really want to do. That's why he never get married. And he, throughout the year, he go to a lot of retreat. He used to go to India, Sri Lanka, and all those areas. I think Burma also. Then he was doing one type of meditation, I think. The Burmese one and all things. Then, when he came to my class, he realized, like what I say, in the retreat, okay, mind very strong, energy, everything. But then, come back to daily life, again, he know, nothing really changed. Then, initially, he cannot understand what I say. He read the book, Patichasamupada, and a lot of the transcript. He cannot understand. The Patichasamupada, he read 6 times, he said he cannot understand. I say, you have to be patient. Your condition will come, but you are not ready because of this coming thing. So I say, you ask for forgiveness. Then you sincerely determine not to repeat all this. I ask him to include the word, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether he has knowingly or unknowingly caused any karmic negativity or misled, the word is misled, very important. So I add in that word. You sincerely would like to ask for forgiveness from them all. Then you wish them well-being and happiness. They may there be cause the same condition for them to develop the understanding of the Dhamma and become enlightened so that all this karmic negativity can be amicably resolved. Then wishing them well and happy and all those things. Then after that, I said, you bow. You just don't try to know. Just develop mindfulness, bow, bow. Then he got a lot of faith in Kuan Yin. Though. When he went there, he saw one Kuan Yin so beautiful, he just bowed. Then all of a sudden, they on that Kuan Yin Bodhisattva chanting. No? I think it's Sanskrit or Pali. The moment the chanting come out, because his mind was in a meditative state, he was bowing, he was mindful already. All of a sudden, he just connected. Then the heart there started to move. Yeah. Because his faith was very strong. Yeah. So all this can happen. Then after that, he's totally different. Then he realized he's so mindful after that, because of this connection. Then after that, at night, he will spend 1 hour every night. He was there only for 4 nights, I think. 3 or 4 nights, I think. He read my note. He said, but you suddenly I understand your note. I say, you should understand, because the note come from the silent mind. If your mind is not silent, you cannot understand. Then, he is one of them. That's why I bring up the example. Then after that, after he came back, he looked for me straight away. He was full of joy. He reported to me. Then I told him, Sadhu, I said, very good. A lot of things will happen after that. But don't be complacent. Then for the next 2-3 months, I tell you, he transformed like anything. Because once he connect and with this understanding, he moved. Then what happened was, we went to Thailand, you remember? We went to Thailand. At the Thailand, Anandagiri, I think those who went with us, they know quite a number of them. At Anandagiri, we were given the honor, the Kayanamita, by Achalo, to do the consecration for Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then also the installation, enshrinement, of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Sakyamuni Buddha, and Maitreya Buddha, 3 great beings. So when we were doing the chanting for Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the Sing Ching, and I think we're supposed to chant 9 times. He was standing next to, I think, Joyce and me in front. Then there's another Li Hun, I don't know. Those who help in the chanting. Then Padmasri was also there. Then you know, I went, suddenly chant, stop. Cannot chant. Stop. But he's very good. he know what is happening. He just silent, didn't chant. With the clarity, listen. That through mind with that thing, that is the real chanting. Like Mahayana chanting, I told you, Pure Land. Chant until no one is chanting. Silent. Then everything happens. That's why all these things can happen. If you know how to do. If you know how to develop them. That's why I asked you the question, did you do concentration or samatha or absorption or calmness meditation? Whether your daily mindfulness is stable or not. If you say these two you never do, then chances is the probability, the first one. The first one is because your faith not strong. I hope you don't mind. Because this faith need to be developed until you got this, what they call gratitude towards the Buddha. That faith is so strong. Until tears will come out. That faith in the Buddha and the Bodhisattva or whatever great being that you have affinity with, that you have this understanding that their teaching is so beautiful that it can really make such big difference to one's life. That's why your faith becomes so strong, the tears will come out. Then when you chant the sadha and the virya, the meaning stand out very clearly. You don't believe after the evening chanting when I chant or together we chant. If you can maintain the faith, because like what I put on the what they call retreat program, you read. What did I wrote there? 7:30 to 8:30. Evening chanting to develop what? Yeah? Check the program. To develop what? Huh? Louder. The spiritual faculty, understand or not? Of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya. So, sadha, virya, and sati is the most important. Once these three come, samadhi and panya will follow. So, if in chanting you have faith, it can come out. And it can become very powerful. Then even thinking of precept, tomorrow I will teach you the real one. Otherwise, every time you do the normal chanting book, I don't have time to explain all this until at the retreat, because retreat condition is different. Not only your nature, my nature, all their nature, then the higher being. Together, a lot of things can happen. That's why when you come to retreat, you will understand differently. Provided you do with understanding, provided the one who guide and teach can explain to you. So, does that answer your question? Very good, sadhu. So, now it's about 7:40. I tell you what, why not we do the evening chanting first, so that you can understand. Choice. We have to do the evening chanting Anandagiri style. Yeah? You use the other mic. Yeah, thanks, Brother. Yes. Turn the page 9.